Good evening and welcome to today's edition of the program. My name is Uche Mefo from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. Wherever you are, wherever you are listening from, this is Radio Biafra, the only station on this planet Earth where you hear the truth, where we say it the way it is. Wherever you are, once again, Biafrans, friends of Biafra, all lovers of freedom from around the world, you are welcome to the program. This is a live broadcast, a daily broadcast. So if you are coming, if you are listening, we urge you to bring your pen and paper because we will be touching on things that people are afraid of talking about. Even the zoo Nigeria is afraid of entertaining it or confronting it. We hold upon the truth. We proclaim the truth. We send message of hope to our people, the Biafran people scattered all around the world, without apology. Biafran people are under serious operation in the contraption called Nigeria. Today, I will be joined by Carol Monde and Barrister Imam Mezu. But before then, we will like to read out the news headlines, and of course, also tell you about the rules of engagement. If you want to listen to us this evening, if you want to contribute to this program, you can get us at www.radiobiafra.co or www.radiobiafralondon.com. It is going to the same website for those who are used to it. You can also get us at peopleofbiafra.org. That is www.peopleofbiafra.org. You can also listen live on YouTube. That is our YouTube channel. That is one of our outlets through which we disseminate the information to the entire world. And so wherever you are listening from the ends of the earth, from four corners of the world, of this planet Earth, we welcome you. We must reiterate that Radio Biafra is not for the faint-hearted. Radio Biafra is for those who uphold the truth. Radio Biafra is for propagation of the good news of Biafra to the entire world. It is about dissemination of the information regarding the subjugation and operation of the Biafran people by the zoo called Nigeria. Without apology, without any prevarication, the time is here, the time is ripe for us to leave this zoo called Nigeria. The destination is Biafra. Once again, we are not advertising any phone number today. You can only get us via Skype if you want to contribute. Or you go to our website, www.radiobiafra.co or www.peopleofbiafra.org. Or better still, you can listen to us on YouTube. We are live now to the whole world, to the entire world, to the entire universe. And this message is for all men and women of goodwill from around the world. All of us of freedom, all of us of peace, all of us of justice. We all welcome you. We are reporting today. We are reporting that national conference being organized by Nigerian government is gathering momentum. We will dwell on this news item in a more detailed form. But before then, let me go to Carol to say hello to our listeners. Carol, are you there with me?
Yes, I'm there with you, Nucha. Good evening. And I've got my pen and paper ready, as you say, you know, because I always take my notes with regards to what's happening in Biafra and Nigeria itself. Anyway, good evening to everybody. Good evening to the world, whether it be morning, evening or afternoon. Hello and welcome. And also welcome to Friends of Biafra. I've had a lot of other people of other ethnicities contacting me in the last week, which is very good. Let's keep promoting Biafra and opening all the doors.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And we go to Barrister Imam Mezu. Barrister, can you say hello to our listeners, please?
Good evening, Uchemefo, and thanks for the program for today. I'm also saying hi to all our fellow Biafras, wherever you are, friends of Biafra, and those who sympathize with us. We are welcoming you to this evening edition and to discuss, of course, the future of Biafra restoration. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Barrister. We are reporting. This is Radio Biafra, where the truth must be told. We owe nobody any apology. We are doing it because Biafra is mandated. Biafra is ordained by God. Biafra is being led by God. Biafra is heaven on earth. There is no other place you can get a country like Biafra. That is why all the atrocities that are being committed against Biafrans and the contraption called Nigeria must not deter us, because he who is with God is with majority. the Biafran people are the choosing people of God, and so we owe nobody any apology. All we need is to come together and unite under the truth. Nothing else, nothing more. We must unite under the truth to move forward. We are reporting today that the owners of Nigeria, the northern part of Nigeria, are not afraid of the national conference. They said that they are not afraid of the national conference. These are the Northern Elders Forum. And the news goes this way. The Northern Elders Forum has said that the North is not afraid of breakup of Nigeria if its citizens vote for it at the end of any conference. We are saying this. It may have been repeated a number of times. People may have read it. But here at Radio Biafra, we read behind the news, not just the headlines. We analyze the news. We say the way it is. We bring it down to the understanding and assimilation of the Biafran people and all friends of Biafra from around the world. These are the Elders Northern Forum. Northern Elders Forum, sorry. They are saying that they are not afraid of breakup of Nigeria if its citizens vote for it at the end of any conference. The spokesman for the forum, Professor Ango Abudlahi, said that in a telephone with one of the correspondents of the newspaper that reported this in Abuja. He was commenting on the National Dialogue Advisory Committee set up on Tuesday by President Goodluck Jonathan. Abdullahi, who said that he saw nothing wrong with Nigerians sitting down, discussing their problems, explained that contrary to the views held in certain quarters, Northerners, we are not opposed to any form of dialogue in whatever form or shape. He said there is no problem with Nigerians sitting down to discuss their problems, whether in form of dialogue, whether in a form of conference, whether in the form of a meeting, even in the form of a sovereign national conference. His view on sovereign national conference is, however, not in tandem with that of the foremost northern sociocultural organization, the Arewa Consultative Forum, who on Tuesday said it would not support any form of dialogue termed sovereign. You see, the North is divided against themselves. Some of them are afraid of the Sovereign National Conference. Others are saying that they are going ahead. But we keep on going. That is the confusion that is Nigeria. Abdullahi, however, who was a Vice Chancellor of Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria, said the Sovereign National Conference that people are advocating, that people are saying that it is a way for Nigeria to break up. This shouldn't be a problem. Even in Britain today, Scotland is still agitating to opt out of the United Kingdom. Even the Northern Ireland problem is still there. In Spain, Abdullahi continued, there are separatist groups agitating for independence. Even recently, we had in the Soviet Union, and it has broken up into 11 countries. India was created in 1948. In 1 year, there was Pakistan. In another year, there was Bangladesh. So why shouldn't it happen in Nigeria if the advocates of Sovereign National Conference believe this is the way to go? We don't mind any conference, no matter the outcome. I don't think it should worry any Nigerian. Abdullahi continued. The former vice chancellor said that the earlier Nigerians accepted that Nigeria's ethnic nationalities could never dissolve into one, the better. He stated that it was left for Nigerians to make something good out of the amalgamation of Nigeria by Britain in 1914. Abdullahi also noted that it was probably out of the desire to make something out of the situation that led to the several conferences that had been held since 1914. He, however, expressed fears that the current attempt by the Jonathan administration to hold another conference when the reports of previous ones had not been implemented was suspicious. This is Ango Abdullahi saying all these things. At some point, he supports the coming together of Nigeria. At other points, he says Nigeria can break up. He said that the NEF, spokesman said that the country had held constitutional conferences in 1976, 1978, 1988, 1994, 1995, and 2005. He stated in each of these conferences, there have been voluminous reports on what is the problem with Nigeria. It is not for lack of information on the issues at stake. Abdullahi said that the country could still gain from the reports of past constitutional conferences. He added, when you look at it from this point of view, those who believe that Nigeria's time is being wasted or that these are diversionary tactics have a point. On the other hand, we are going to read this news, we're going to analyze this news in details. On the other hand, Ohaneze Afenifere and Aliwa and others goes to work. They have gone to work, they have gone to task, they have been mandated by Goodluck Jonathan with their representatives to do whatever they can to make sure that the National Conference is going to be a success. As a result of that, 24 hours after President Goodluck Jonathan raised a 13-man National Conference Advisory Committee, leading ethnic nationalities and other groups in the country have started consultation with a view to presenting their agenda to the panel. Vanguard also gathered that the different geopolitical zones of the country may also meet to strategize and marshal out their demands. Viewing the president's move as a unique opportunity to address the avalanche of socio-economic and political problems afflicting the country, leaders of the ethnic nationalities said efforts should be made to make the national conference yield the desired result. Ohaneze to hold ENA caucus meeting. This is for the Ohaneze and the Igbo. The National Publicity Secretary of the APES Igbo Social Cultural Organization, Ohaneze and the Igbo, Dr. Joe Nwogu, told Vanguard on phone that immediately the senator Femi Okuromo led panel, which will be inaugurated on October 7, settles. Ohaneze will fire in its suggestions on the way forward. But before then, he disclosed that the group would hold its Imobi Inner Caucus meeting. Imobi will meet and take decisions on the high point of what is best for Igbo and other Nigerians. The president has given the committee 1 month to submit its report. We will work within the time frame, he said. Ask when the Imobi meeting will be held, Mwogi said. I will consult the president general on when the meeting will be held. On the other hand, Afenifele's agenda goes this way. The Pan-Yoruba Social Cultural Organization, Afenifere, also said it is in the progress in the process of consulting with other regions to reach a consensus before the national conference commences. Afenifere, National Publicity Secretary, Mr. Yinka Odumakan, told Vanguard on telephone that it also intends to agitate for true federalism, parliamentary system of government, and state police, among others. In his words, processes will start across our region and we will collaborate with other regions that think like us so that we can harmonize our strategies and positions and ensure that this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity we do not miss in order to give this country a good constitution. So consultations have started. This is very, very important. The news is voluminous, but I must say that we will return to this news later in the process of analysis. Barrister Imam Mezu, are you with me?
Yes, which me for I'm here.
Yes, we are reporting that the Arewa Consultative Forum are saying that they are not afraid of national conference. They are saying that anything can happen, that Nigeria can break up, that Nigeria can decide wherever they want to go. They gave example of other countries that break up. They gave an example of Britain. They gave example of so many other countries to buttress the fact that the wishes of Nigerians, if they so desire, will be granted. If they want to be on their own, if they want Nigeria to disintegrate, so be it. And if we want to be one, so be it. But interestingly, there is confusion among the northerners, the owners of the zoo called Nigeria, that Northern Elders Forum are saying that they are not afraid. The Arewa Consultative Forum are saying that anything sovereign national conference will bring doom to Nigeria and that they are not going to support it. As you can see, the confusion has already started, but we don't know whether they are just playing to the gallery. For us Biafrans, there is nothing like sovereign national conference. We must continue to forge ahead for the restoration of Biafra. It is too late for Nigeria to hold Biafrans back, and any sabotage, any obstacle from the eastern part of Nigeria, from Biafran territory, will be resisted without fear or favor. Barrister, can you give us a perspective on this, please?
Yeah, thank you, Jimmy, for the reading of the news and its analysis. Now, let's put a different spanner to the works. The Arewa and the Northerners in general are still with the dogs and at the same time running away with the wolves. But whichever way they are going or whichever way they are running, whether backwards or forwards, they are running to nowhere. They know the inevitability that is confronting them. And that inevitability is that that zoo will break up, whichever way the tripartite. You see, it sounds as if they are doing some kind of a favor in the zoo. We are not afraid. We don't care. They are afraid. They do care because what they have held for far too long is about to be taken away from them. You are holding somebody's pride. You are holding somebody's dignity, their life. All they have in you is death. And now that the die is cast, they are all running up and down. And of course, don't forget that the purse is already empty. They've emptied it. And of course, they have slashed and saved it for themselves for the rainy day. But let me tell you something else that we've been for. Now, this national conference or whatever conference they are trying to arrange is nonsense. And I'll tell you why it is nonsense. The contract is nearly over. They don't need no national conference. By 31st December, we are now October, November, December. 2 months down the line, the contract is finished. In law, you had a contract with somebody. When it collapses, there's no more contract. Why are you national conferencing when the year, 100 years, is about to finish? So if the 100 years is finished, there's no more contract. Therefore, no national conference. You can only conference with somebody who is united with you. You are married to somebody. Your marriage will finish in 2 days' time. Before it finishes, you say you want to negotiate about how you carry on. When the marriage is nearly and almost over. Now, before you finish this bloody national conference, the marriage is over. So what are you conferencing? What are you nationalizing? My business with you is over. So therefore, there is not even a need to sit down to conference. This conferencing business is to allow the wickedness, the evil, the perpetration of victimization to carry on. This is why there is no need for the evils, the judgments, to be in any form of national conference, because it's not valid. It is finishing. It's over. You cannot negotiate with somebody where the business is no longer contractable. Whichever way they look at it. And of course, even the national conference they're talking about, it can only be their cronies. Those, they will give some money. Those, they will bribe. And those, they will, of course, oil their palm so that they will carry on business as usual. It's all over. Which, and before I can carry on, or probably I may have to stop here, let me give this, my brother, a good thanks. Ikechukwu Enyago, the coordinator of all coordinators, he is working tirelessly, relentlessly, and of course, painstakingly for the sake of Biafra and Biafrans. Ikechukwu Enyago, wherever you are, we, the board of Radio Biafra, do recognize what you're doing for us. We do recognize what you are doing for the entire Biafrans, and of course, Biafra herself. Your work will never go unnoticed. We are aware. Thank you, Karomande. I know you are by the side of Uchemi for supplying and also supporting the news. Uchemi for, let's concentrate on Biafra, because all this conferencing business cannot yield anything. Whether the houses are afraid, whether they are happy, whether they are jumping onto it, or whether they will not support it, it is nonsense. The contract is almost over. There's no need to conference. It does not matter anymore. It's over. It's over. It's over. Thank you, Chairman.
Yes, Barrister, thank you very much. Of course, we have to talk about the national conference because it has a number of implications for the Biafrans who are still in the zoo and for the Biafra Restoration Project. It has a lot of implications, as I have said. So it is very important that we educate our people, that we enlighten our people, that we tell our people what is happening, that nobody will say that we did not say it. Like we said in 2009, and we are still saying today, that Nigeria holds nothing for the Biafrans in that contraption, in that zoo. That the future of Biafrans does not lie in Nigeria. The future of the Igbos, the Ibibios, the Shekiris, the Alains, the Ijaws, does not lie in Nigeria. This is because, right from the outset, Nigeria was built on a fraudulent foundation. Nigeria is a fraud. As you can see, Nigeria has no foundation. That is why it is crumbling by every passing minute. Nigeria is an evil empire, and the devils are dividing their spoil. And what do the people of God have to do? To begin to find a way to their homeland. The good people of God in the zoo called Nigeria, the Biafran people. Time is now. Of course, we know that it's not going to be easy, and it has not been easy. But we must continue to soldier on, because freedom does not come easily. We must give in something in order to gain that freedom. The same goes to everybody individually and collectively. Every Biafran. You must put in something in the Biafra Restoration Project. You cannot sit on the fence. There is no sitting on the fence. Your name has to be counted. You have to do something today for you to be remembered by posterity. For posterity to remember you, you must leave a mark, you must leave a trail, so that in 2 years' time, in 3 years' time, in several years to come, you can look back and say, yes, I was there when it all began. Let us go to Carol to know what she has to say. Carol, are you there with us? Hello, Carol. Carol Monday, are you with us? It appears she's not there. Okay, Barrister, as we were saying, you made mention of immense contribution by the coordinator of coordinators. Of course, we know what he has been doing. He has been working assiduously, very hard, very, very dedicated, very, very steadfast in making sure that Biafrans all over the world are brought together. There are so many of Biafrans, there are so many of them who are working with him, including Carol Monday, including Rita Aniborg in the zoo called Nigeria, including in all the countries we have Biafrans. There are coordinators. I do not remember your name because there are so many of you. That is the way to go. That is the Biafran spirit. Igwebike, that is what we are known for. Nwanne Dinamba, Onyaga na Nwanne, these are Igbo phrases, but it means a lot to us. Every Biafran, wherever you are, you must know and recognize that you are special in the eyes of God and in the eyes of humanity, because we are endowed with unparalleled and incomparable talent, natural and human resources, and we are God's own people. Because if we are not God's own people, the war of aggression that was waged by Nigeria in 1967 up until 1970 and even continuing today would have consumed all of us. But God, in his infinite mercy, preserved us. And millions of our heroes and heroines paid the ultimate price that we may live. And that is why we must not leave them. That is why we must not forget them. A number of our elders, the so-called Igbo leaders of thought, those in governance, those in government, those whom people are looking up to as beacon of hope, they have all failed us. The House of Rep members, the governors, and other officials. And even other sociocultural organizations that claim to be representing our interests. They have all betrayed us, and we cannot stay idly by and watch them vandalize and continue to maim us, to pillage us, to draw us backwards, to connive with our enemies, to sell us without our knowledge. That is why media is very important. That is why Radio Biafra is in existence. For decades, for so many years, there has been noticeable absence of media outfit in Biafra land. Those that are in there, those that are in existence, are not telling you the truth. Those that are in existence are playing to the tunes of their masters who set them up. And so, the importance of media cannot be overemphasized or underestimated in the quest for restoration of Biafra. And that is why Radio Biafra is doing what it's doing today. To tell our people the truth, to bring to our people the message of hope and redemption, to tell our people of the need for us to come together, to fight for what God has given to us, to give us the hope that we need, to give us the momentum that we need. That is why we have Biafrans all over the world. That is why Radio Biafra is everywhere, going to different countries of the world, trying to unite Biafrans, not around any other thing, but around the truth. Truth that must be told, truth that must be acted upon, and truth that must be defended. It is not truth based on lip service. It is practical truth. The truth that is based on our culture, on our tradition of Ezeoku Bunda, the principle for which we are known. Let us go to the line. The caller on Skype, hello. Welcome to the program. Hello, this caller on Skype. It appears they are disengaging without my understanding of what is happening. It appears the line is bad. I'm just trying to see if we can establish connection. I can confirm now that we are connected to the Radio Biafra director, Nnamdi Kanu. He needs no explanation. Director, please, can you say hello to our listeners? You're welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Uche Mefo. Thank you for the wonderful work you're doing for your country. May I also extend my deep appreciation, first of all, to the millions of listeners of Radio Biafra in every country, in every city, in every town around this planet Earth. It is an honor and a privilege to serve them. And the work you're doing, Uche, on our behalf, on behalf of the editorial board of Radio Biafra, is marvelous. It is excellent. And we commend you in no small measure. Our listeners, we say good morning, we say good afternoon, we say good evening, and we also say good night to some of you. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. I am phoning in because the issue under discussion is one very dear to me, one very close to my heart. I just pray and hope that the connection will be able to allow me to express my dissatisfaction with the way this whole issue regarding the Sovereign National Conference is going. But before I do so, in line with what we've been saying so far, in light of the work that our coordinator of coordinators has been doing in Ketuku Eniago in Malaysia with the rest of the family in Malaysia, we must remember them and commend them and thank them for the work that they're doing. The work that Barrister Mamezu is doing needs no explanation to anybody. They know who he is, and when they don't hear his voice, people get worried. We commend and acknowledge each and every one of you and the work you're doing. Regarding this Sovereign National Conference, we must make it abundantly clear, if my line can allow me, if it is clear enough, so that I may proceed.
Hello, have you lost you? Have we lost you?
Are you talking to me to your phone?
No, barrister, hold on. You must hold on for me, barrister. Go ahead, director.
Yes, is my line clear enough? Is there any problem?
Yes, it was crackling before, it was breaking, but it's okay now. Go ahead.
Good. What I'm trying to say is that the same people, the Nwabwezes of this world, all the Yoruba men announced to attend the Sovereign National Conference are still the same people responsible for the state of the country. How can you call an armed robber to be in charge of a bank? You're looking for security guard in a bank. You go and bring an armed robber. You go and bring a known criminal to become. It is impossible. It is impossible. These are the same people responsible for looting the country dry, responsible for all the ills, responsible for the bad contracting regime they have in the country. These are the same people running a police state. These are the same people that the military have worked with. They are the same people. What new are they going to bring? The reason why they are convening or have agreed to convene Sovereign National Conference, because they know we are coming. They know Nigeria is going to break. Everybody knows that. Our good friends, the U.S. government, they know that very well. Nigeria is going to break, of course. What they are looking to do is to safeguard the money they have stolen. They don't want any revolution. They know that the people are going to rise against them and kill them. So they're using the Sovereign National Conference to deflect away from the aspirations and the yearnings of the people, which is true, unadulterated freedom. So let us not be rejoicing and say, oh, Sovereign National, it is all Hong Kong. Because if you look at it, it is the classical way they do things. People are not being voted for to go and represent the people. It is, again, another hand-picked people. These are the same people that allowed Abdul Salami Abubakar to publish the 1999 constitution, which he himself wrote, and said, we Nigerians. These are the same men that should have risen that time to say no, that this constitution was not written for the people or by the people. They relax and they've been eating all the money. Now a Biafran is the power. Yorubas are clamoring. So why didn't Yorubas put this type of pressure when Obasanjo was there? Can anybody answer that question? How come the Yorubas did not rise up to campaign vociferously for this Sovereign National Conference when this man was there? How come it is now? This is to remind our listeners. I don't intend to take your time, Uche, or that of our listeners, because I know many people are calling. What we must remind ourselves is this. They will do everything humanly possible to deflect our attention. They will do everything humanly possible to make sure that Nigeria remains as one. It is our duty, the duty of Radio Biafra, the duty of Biafrans, whatever they may be on this earth, to make sure that Nigeria comes to an end. We must not lose focus of this. Our job is not just to establish Biafra, to establish it in truth and in all honesty. We cannot be in that country with those people. If they like, let them hold Sovereign National Conference for 9 years at a stretch. It is their business. We don't want anything to do with it. This is Biafra we're talking about. It is not negotiable. Tell them it is not negotiable. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And if there's anything that takes my fancy, I'll call in later on. Please continue the wonderful work you're doing for our people. We are listening from all over the world, even from where I am.
Thank you very much.
I'm listening to Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Director. We are not at liberty to disclose where you are because you are doing an important job for us in preparation for the restoration of Biafra. And we commend you. We remain indebted to you. Biafra and Biafrans and friends of Biafra, acknowledge whatever you're doing for the Biafran struggle. And God will bless you and continue to protect you. Thank you very much. Yes, It is very important as well, just like the director has said, they are making distinction between Sovereign National Conference and National Conference. From legal perspective, from what we can understand, from expert legal opinion, there is difference between National Conference and Sovereign National Conference. But for us Biafrans, whether they do National Conference or Sovereign National Conference, it is late. It is too late for us and for them, because we are going. Biafra is going to be restored. Nigeria is aspiring. The committee set up for this National Conference are the committee that the Nigerian government, that Jonathan will call in the midnight for them to extend the amalgamation document, for them to sign another document to say that Nigerians are united and that the country must remain one. This is what they are trying to do. But we are not going to allow them. This is the time. There is no other time for Biafrans to stand up, to live up to their expectation of restoring Biafra for themselves and for humanity. Let us go to Carol. Carol, are you there with us? Are you there? Hello, Carol. It appears she's not there. I don't know what's going on. Let's go to Barrister. Barrister, are you there? Barrister Mezu, are you there?
Yes, Richard, before I am here, listen, I heard what the director says, which of course he agrees to what I just said earlier, because we are not into any national conferencing. As you know, that the time has already expired for that. We are settling with the Biafran issue, nothing else, nothing more. That is what we want, restoration of Biafra to its entirety. We are, because what will happen here, Uchemefo, is for them to organize those, how they eat and bribe themselves, to go and sit down and negotiate on our heads. And then the house of Fulani Katuria as we carry on. With the pipe going from river straight into Kaduna and into Ibadan. The same thing will carry on. Our roads are bad. No hospital for us. How many airports do we have in the eastern region? How many seaports are in operation in the eastern region? What do we have? And how many things have been taken away from us? We don't have any remuneration of our oil. And they want to sit down and talk and then bribe with one another. And then what is happening will carry on. Business as usual. We don't want that. Enough of all this. How 100 good years and nothing fruitful. Why should you carry on? You see, you can only hear people who are saying that Nigeria will not break, because they know once this Jew is born, what they normally get usually will no longer happen. They will lose all they had. They will lose the one they will get in the future. This is why all of them are panicking. National Conference. For how long did they start talking about this? Because they had a radio Biafra is pushing for the restoration of Biafra. Everybody is panicking. Check for the past 1 week. Everybody is talking about conferencing one way or the other. But when you listen deep down, majority of Yorubas do not want on this conferencing. They want separation. Because I can assure you, once Biafra is gone, the Yorubas will go too. It's only the Hausas who are trying to pair up with either Yoruba or Igbo, or we have to carry on staying in the zoo, so that the Hausa oligarchy will carry on with what they are doing, carry on victimizing us with impunity, without care for what is happening within the Biafran area. How many airports in the north? More than six. Everything they want to channel it to their own usage, for their own benefit, and they do not care what the hell is happening in the Biafran land. We can no longer stay together with either Yoruba or Hausa. We've had enough of it. It's time to go home. Thank you, Uchemefo.
Thank you, Barrister. Thank you for that analysis. If you look at what is happening, just like you have pointed out, there is a serious plan by the Nigerian government to try to hold Biafrans in the contraption called Nigeria for Biafrans not to go. That is why they are contacting Ohanaeze Ndigbo. Ohanaeze Ndigbo and a handful of hand-picked fellows who are masquerading as Igbo leaders. They want to use these people to derail the Biafra restoration effort. But just like we have always said, this battle is not just physical, it is also spiritual. It is more of spiritual. Let us see if we can take this call from Skype. Hello, the caller from Skype.
Hello, good evening. Good evening. It's me, Daniel Chukwu, calling from Italy.
Yes, so welcome to the program.
My question is this. If the Council of Elders, if they cannot write a letter post to the President Goodluck, tell them that we are Biafra, that we are not among of the National Conference, that what we need is Biafra. If they want to make their amalgamation, renew their amalgamation, we are not among. It's a question. I don't know if they can do that. So yeah. If they are signing, they are renew their unity of Nigeria, we are not among. Let them cut us out from Nigeria. Yes, anybody that collects money and sign one Nigeria is for one cup of tea.
Yes. Let me answer you. But I also invite Barista Imam Mezu to give a perspective. But let me just answer you. We have nothing, Biafrans have nothing to do with Sovereign National Conference or National Conference. We have nothing to present to the Nigerian government. Our position is Biafra. We cannot mix ourselves with them. And I'm sure the Council of Elders, we have nothing to do with Nigerian government in terms of National Conference. We are in court. Biafrans are in court with Nigeria. There is no renegotiation of whether or not Biafra is going to be. Biafra is going to be restored, and on Biafra we stand. We do not have anything to do with the National Conference, because National Conference implies that after that, there will be a recommendation by the delegates, recommendation that will be implemented if the Nigerian government wants, recommendation that will be implemented in order to accommodate different views from different ethnic nationalities that make up Nigeria. And we are saying here that it is too late. The time this would have done was in Abori Accord Conference. It would have been done in Abori Accord Conference when the greatest visionary on earth, late Chief Odumegwu Ojukwu, the People's General. That was the time this issue would have been read to rest. That was the time when this issue would have been settled. But go on. The most notorious criminal and a genocidal general ever to live on earth reneged on that agreement and plunged Biafrans into avoidable civil war. And Biafrans responded as well. They responded by defending themselves against war of aggression, against orchestrated and tactically planned genocide against the people of God, the Biafran people. So I must say, and I will repeat, that it is the view of Biafrans, most Biafrans, that we will have nothing to do with the Sovereign National Conference or National Conference. Let us go to the line and see if Baris Emamezu agrees to that. Baris, are you there? Baris Emamezu, are you there?
Yes, Uchemefo, I'm here. Uchemefo, can you hear me?
Yes, live and direct.
You have said it all. What you said cannot differ from anything I have to utter, because you have already answered the guy, the caller who called earlier, and you told him the way he is. Of course, we are in court. There's no need to say we are going to cancel our legal pursuits against Nigeria, against the zoo. We are not changing our minds on that, and that is where we are standing on. Just like we just said briefly about Aburi, they had agreement, of course, with Ojukwu and Gowon. Gowon blatantly rejected that offer, instead turned around and started killing the Biafrans. Why can't he stay in his own country? He has run to the south of France, while the Boko Haram are killing his people. He should stay around as a general, just like he killed the Biafra. He should stay there and kill the Boko Haram. Instead, he abandoned his arm and flee to south of France. One by one, they will be cut in what they did to us. They can never get away with it. They want the British people, bring them to justice or not, the Boko Haram will visit them individually, as they have already started. We are not going to negotiate with the zoo. We are going for Biafra, and that is where we stand. Thanks, Uchemefo.
Yes, Barrister, succinctly and well put. There is no going back. There is no retreat. There is no surrender. There is no exit until Biafra is restored. The blood of innocent Biafrans shed in Nigeria is crying for vengeance. It is time for justice. For he who shed blood must pay for it. Let us go to Skype and see if the caller will make a contribution. The caller on Skype, hello.
Hello.
Yes, can you please tune down your set?
Okay, I will do that.
Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Right away.
Can you please tune down your set?
Yeah, my name is Obunike Valentine Umaka, calling from Finland.
You're welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to thank Radio Biafra for the good work they are doing.
Yes, we are still hearing our voice and what you're saying from your set. Can you tune down? Because if you are listening to your voice, that is to say you will not be concentrating. Because sound travels in a different, you cannot expect to hear your voice immediately when you say it. You can go back to our archive, to the broadcast section, or go to YouTube and listen to it later. But if you are listening to yourself while you're talking, you will not concentrate, and it will be distracting everybody. Go ahead.
Okay, let me ratify it and now we call back.
All right, okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, we are saying that there is no going back about the quest for restoration of Biafra, and that there is no surrender, there is no exit until Biafra is restored. Let us see if Carol is with us now. Carol?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yes, finally.
Excellent. I think there's a little problem there with the Skype issue. I wasn't connecting clearly. But yes, I listened to what the director said, and I totally agree. In fact, there's a few bits there that has actually made the penny drop for me, because the director said that it...
Hello, Carol. It appears the Skype line is not very clear. Carol, are you hearing us? Can you call us back, please? Yes, what we are saying here is that Biafrans have a clear destination. They have a mission to restore their own country, their precious country, made by God, and that God is with us.
God is with us. There is no going back. Let us go to Skype and say, if this caller will give us a perspective. I can understand that the coordinator of coordinators is online. Can you say hello to our listeners, please?
Hello, listeners all over the world. You're welcome to today's program.
Hello? Hello? Please do call us back. It appears the line is not very okay. Hello, are you still there?
Can you hear me better now?
Okay, yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Can
go
you
ahead.
Hear me?
Go ahead, yes.
Okay, I said my greetings to all Biafrans, wherever you are. And before I put in my opinion regarding the day's news, I would like to intimate all Biafrans concerning the progress so far all around the world. Can you hear me, please?
Yes, go ahead. Yep, go ahead. Loud and clear.
Okay. I would like to congratulate the people of Dublin, Ireland, and under Isaiah Oba. They have managed to get together. I understand that there is another group in Cork, in the same country. I am yet to get in contact with them. I want to thank Isaiah and his team. Finally, they have managed to start up their contribution. Contribution and I encourage them not to give up. I also want to congratulate the people of Thailand. After the constitution of a new executive, they also managed to send in their monthly contribution. And I also want to thank the Senegal. I understand that present right now they are having their Thursday meeting, and by tomorrow they should be able to send in their monthly. They start sending in their monthly contribution. Also, I encourage every country, all coordinators and executives in different countries, to emulate these people and to start contributing, because every step we are taking in the restoration of Biafra requires the dime, the smallest amount you can get. Please emulate these countries and let us move forward. I also appeal to the Malaysian group to start up. I understand that a lot has gone, and we seem to be a bit relapsed on what we should do. I also understand I've spoken with coordinator Obila Anthony, and he has assured me that the contribution will commence this month of October. So I want to encourage them, the people of Malaysia, the people of Sweden, Italy, Germany. Sweden has actually contributed once, and I'm here to...
Yeah, the line is bad. The line
China
is...
Kata.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I will try to call it. Okay. That's on the contribution now. Actually, encouraging all our coordinators to rally around their executives and make sure they start immediately to remit the monthly contribution so that we do not stop on the way and our enemies laugh at us. Can you still hear me, Uche?
Yes, go ahead, loud and clear.
Okay, on Unchetandi Ubo, I want also to thank the people of Sweden under Ngozi Okoye. I understand that they are having their Unchetandi Ubo. In the same...
No, call us back, Ikechukwu, call us back. I think the line is bad. Call us back and see if it will improve. Call us back, please. Yes, we thank Ikechukwu Enyago, who is the coordinator of coordinators, for his immense contribution to the restoration of Biafra. The march is on. There is no going back. Radio Biafra is everywhere, uniting Biafrans all over the world. Wherever you are, whichever country you are, join Biafrans there, because there are Biafrans as long as you have life on this earth. As long as there is a place human beings live on this earth, Biafrans are there. Look for Biafrans wherever they are. Use this opportunity, which we are
the using the platform we are using to bring Biafrans together, to bring the good news of Biafra to your doorstep on the platform of Radio Biafra. Use it judiciously. Apply every amount of seriousness to it. Call it your own. And contact and felicitate with your fellow Biafrans wherever they are, that we will come together as a united people, that we will come together as a people of God and march relentlessly towards the restoration of Biafra for God and for humanity. Hello, Carol. Are you there with us now?
Yes, I'm here with you, Cha.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening tonight. I think that thousands of callers must be trying to get in through the internet line, through the Skype, etc. It keeps crashing on us. But as I was saying, and I don't know how much you got of what I said, certainly what the director was saying about the people that set up the National Conference are the same people that put us in this mess. But also, if you were saying about signing a document, if you understand, if the people understand how countries are set up, if there's no treaty holding us, holding Biafra within Nigeria, as long as we have a government, which we have, and as long as the people are in support of that government, which is something that Radio Biafra has been doing now, as it has organised the groups worldwide, you know, and this is what we've urged everybody to go and join these groups as a Biafran. Because if we've got the people behind us, we have a government, and then we set into place the positions of a government, and there's no treaty, we can literally come out. So as you said earlier about the National Conference, there's different ways in which they're going to try and stop us. Maybe this way, this National Conference, it's just another way for them to sign a treaty to lock us back into Nigeria. Because come January 2014, we have every right to stand as long as everyone is behind us. This is why Radio Biafra really urges everybody to step forward in their groups and say, you know, I'm a Biafran, so that we can literally stand out come January 2014. You know, and I do urge this again. But what else was I saying? So as long as we've got all the in place, we can step out. And the other approach that they've also tried with us is the Igbo presidency, which is something else.
Carol, your line is breaking. Hello, Carol. Are you see there? Please call us back. The caller on Skype, hello. The caller on Skype, can you give us your name and where you're calling from?
Caller on Skype, hello.
Can you reduce the volume of your set, please? The caller on Skype, Mike Henry, can you talk to us? He's not serious. Call us back if you want to talk to us. Hello, the caller on Skype. Where are you calling from? Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning, good afternoon, all over the world. This is Leonardo Colo calling from Malaysia.
You're welcome to the program.
Yes, I want to thank you people for what you people are doing on Radio Biafra.
Thank you. Go ahead. The world is listening. Hello, the caller on Skype, Michael Uranya. Can you give us a perspective on what we are discussing? Yeah, hello. Can you say hello to the whole world? The Biafrans are listening. Hello. Friends of Biafrans are listening.
Okay. Good evening, my people of Biafra. This is Michael Uranya from Italy.
The great man himself.
I'm very, very much happy this evening. Yesterday we had our meeting
Michael, go ahead. The world is listening. It appears you're listening to what we're saying. Do not listen to your scent, otherwise you will get distracted. He's gone. He's gone. He's gone. Barrister, are you there?
Yes, Richard, before I'm here, always here.
Yes, I know. I'm just calling you just to make sure, for avoidance of doubt.
No, I'm here. I'm here, Richard, before.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm here. We have to make our people realize that we are not here for a joke. We are here for seriousness. We are here for business. And the business is the restoration of Biafra. Nobody can ever take away or stay in our path not to move on with. The reality is that all Nigeria, all these people in the zoo are having one mission. One mission they have, they want to carry on. They want to renegotiate and reunite and carry on while our people carry on banning the fun part of the zoo. This is something we should not allow to happen. And that's why it is necessary, absolutely necessary, that we have our transmitter. For those who are not able in any way, call us. Please make your contribution. Go to the website of Radio Biafra, www.radiobiafra.co, and select donate. For us to get our transmitter so that our people will be aware of what is happening. Otherwise, those in the zoo could win them to support them into this national broader conference and then get us reunited again with the zoo. The cleaning will carry on and then our people will carry on suffering. This we don't want it to happen. Enough is enough, for we are moving further. We are moving further down to Biafra. We cannot negotiate on that. We cannot say any more about anything that should happen in the future other than restoration of Biafra.
Yes, Barrister. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much once again. We cannot overemphasize. We cannot stop reminding Biafrans and friends of Biafra that if you want Biafra, you must do something for Biafra. You must do something for Biafra. It is not enough to say, I'm a Biafran. It is not enough to send text messages that Biafra is coming tomorrow, Biafra is coming next month. We have gone past that stage. It is time for us to step further, to stand in the gap and do something tangible about Biafra. Do something practical. Do something that the world may see and know that there are still a people called Biafra. That there are still a people, and there was a country. That people may see that the quest for restoration of Biafra is unstoppable. One of the weapons we will use to get our people, to get the consciousness of our people to rise to the level that nobody, no fire can quench, is our transmitter. If you have not done anything about the transmitter, do something today. It does not matter how you try to contribute, to make your own contribution. It is very important that you make or help out in any way possible so that your name will be written in gold. Let us go to Skype and see if somebody is there. Hello, Nicola on Skype. Can you give us your name and where you're coming from?
Hello, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Can you give us your name and where you're calling from, please?
Okay, my name is Olu Funge Kayode. I'm coming from Malaysia. Can you hear me?
Yes, that your name is what? Sorry?
Funge Kayode.
Yeah, go ahead. You're welcome to Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. Hello. All right. Hello, Kayode. You do not need to be listening to your voice. Don't listen to your voice. Just speak straight away. Speak straight away.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead and ask your question, please. Tunde Kayode, go ahead and ask your question. We are waiting for you. The whole world is listening. He is not serious. Call us back, please. The caller on Skype, hello. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello.
The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Austin is on Skype calling Radio Biafra. Can you speak up, please? The world is listening.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I have the most respect for you. Thank you for your efforts and your ability for the Biafra.
Yes, give us your name first. What is your name, please? It is very important to us. What is your name?
My name is Austin. Austin Wachu. Austin Wachu, calling from Malaysia.
You're welcome to the program, Austin. Go ahead. The world is listening.
Yeah, I thank God for the Biafra, because Biafra is a life country. The whole world knows.
Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Stop listening to your voice, because if you are doing that, you will not be able to concentrate. Just speak straight.
Yes, I want to.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening.
I want to thank the Biafra people, including you, sir.
Thank you very much. Austin, you are wasting a lot of time here. There are so many callers waiting to make their contribution. Can you speak straight away?
Hello, God in bed. I'm calling from Germany. I'm Mr. Nuzrike. Okay. My first question today is thank you very much. My first question today is I want to ask if we have gotten our transmitter.
This is the first question, isn't it? Have you finished the question? Hello? Mr. Onwuzurike, you asked the question, have we got our transmitter? Our transmitter has not been installed. Our transmitter is still on its way. We have not got the transmitter. That is the simple answer. We have not got the transmitter, but we are in the process of making arrangement and preparing the ground for where the transmitter is going to be. Very soon the transmitter is going to be shipped, and without mincing words, Nigeria is going to know that Biafrans have arrived. Let us go to the Skype. The call on Skype, can you give us your name and where you're calling from?
Hello?
Hello? What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
My name is Walter Nandume. I am calling from India, from Anambra State.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Yes, we are hearing. The world is listening.
Thanks. I want to use this opportunity to thank all our Biafran people that have made contribution in one way or the other, and our able director that have been broadcasting from Malaysia, London, and all over the world. I want to say thank you for all the good work you guys are doing. It's not easy. Are you hearing me?
Yes, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt.
Hello?
You. Go ahead. Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you. He's gone. He is gone. He is gone. You don't have to wait to hear my voice. If we are silent, it then means we are waiting for you to finish. We acknowledge and accept your contribution. Biafra belongs to everybody. Just as the director is doing his own job, everybody has something to give in for this struggle. Everybody has a work to do. And so, you the caller. And so, people at the top, those in the middle, those at the bottom, according to your capacity, you have something to contribute for the restoration of Biafra. Let us go back to Skype. The caller on Skype, hello. The caller on Skype,
hello. Hello. Give us a from Finland.
Go ahead. The world is listening. Are you listening to your voice?
I want to thank Radio Biafra for the work they are doing.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Also, I want to thank the board of directors for the good work they are doing.
Go ahead. Do not listen to your voice. Please, can you tune down the volume of your set? Because if you are listening to it, that means you will not be concentrating. Go ahead, the world is listening. Biafrans are listening. Friends of Biafrans are all ears. Listening. He is not serious. Hello, the caller on Skype. Can you give us your name and where you're calling from? Hello, the caller on Skype. Can you give us your name and where you're calling from, please? Yes, they are not serious. They are listening to their voices. It is not how to do this. It makes the whole thing unprofessional. If you are listening to your voice and we are hearing sounds, transmitting sounds from outside the studio, it makes the whole thing as if it's a childish. It makes mockery of the whole thing. Let us go back to Skype. Hello, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, go ahead. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Akachukwu. I'm calling from Malaysia.
You're welcome to the program.
Yeah, brother. Can you hear me?
Yes, I am listening. I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Thank you, brother.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you so much for what you have been doing since our brother Nand is not around. I am much happy whenever I come online, I could be able to hear your voice. I pray that God will bless you.
Thank you very much. I'm blessed you too.
Yeah, brother, you're doing a very nice work. According to our brother that asked some question about our transmitter, I know brother Nand is doing a lot of job to make sure that everything is according to as we plan. But there is something that I want to comment on that issue. I don't know how you people are going to shift that in if it will be ready to that stupid country. Because my mind is telling me, if you people ship that in direct to Nigeria, those bad people will use our brothers to hold it captive in arrival or in airport or in a seaport, anywhere it is. If it be possible, whenever the thing is going to Nigeria, we can go from Ghana or from Cotonou, Cameroon, what do you call it, Cameroon or Cotonou, nearest country, and use a car to take it to Nigeria. I think that would be more better, because if we go directly, they may hold it because they know that we are coming. And they know that if we ever install that transmitter, it's going to cause a big problem. Both the governors, both the opposition, and both the rulers in Nigeria, they will cry, because all their secrets will be revealed.
Yes, we are Biafra.
So this is my contribution. Oh, about the conference, when you look about the picture of these people that are posted on our website, about this conference, when you look their pictures spiritually, you find that these people are the Nigerian problems. These people, or any Igbo man that accepted this conference, need to burn his house in his village for him to know. Let Igbo people, let Biafra men that live in his village go to in the night, burn his house, so that he know that we are not in support of this conference. Because this conference is going to benefit us anything. This conference, I don't think that we Biafrans are going to benefit anything from this conference. They are still want to put us in bondage. They are going to take money, because when you look at their eyes, they are hungry. They are hungry lion of money. They will still take money and sign the same contract and still put us in bondage. All of their kids are in Germany, in America, in Canada, doing nice, living comfortably. They're only there in Nigeria. When you look at them, you go through them, you find that all these people, their family is not in that.
We are losing you. Can you call us back, please? The caller on Skype, hello.
Hello. My name is Kingsley Mwangwa. My name is Kingsley Mwangwa. I'm calling from Malaysia. Okay. Please, I want to make some correction.
Hello? I think we're having some minor problems with the Skype line. There are so many calls coming into the Skype, our Skype line, and we urge our listeners to keep calling back. If we cannot pick your call immediately, please don't lose hope. Call us back immediately. Yes, I want to respond to the concern that our brother was raising, the issue of transmitter. I want to say unequivocally that we are Biafrans. We are not stupid. We have put everything in place to make sure that our transmitter is installed safely without any problem. And that is why the Nigerian government has been planning on how to use the unscrupulous elements in Igbo land to derail the struggle. But they are fighting a lost battle, because we are moving forward. We are Biafrans endowed with intelligence, with every amount of resourcefulness. God has ordained this mission. All we are asking you, Biafrans, wherever you are, is to rally around this truth. Let us recognize this truth and defend it. Together we are going to march and confront Nigeria and restore Biafra, God's own country on earth. Let us go to Skype and take this call. Hello, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening. I am Nnamdi. I'm calling from Spain.
Well, for avoidance of that, this is not Nnamdi. The director of Radio Biafra is on a very special mission, and we are not privileged to disclose where he is. But he is on a very special mission. He's gone. Director of Radio Biafra was earlier with us, and he made a very important contribution. We urge you to call back. It appears we have lost you. Hello, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello, give us your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, my name is Kisili. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Okay, we were with you before. Your line was bad. You're welcome back. Hello.
I think we should write a notice on the sky to instruct them when they are calling the Biafra radio what they should do so that the communication can flow very well. That is one. Secondly, the manner of approach, yes, I like how you are coordinating, but in the aspect of when the call called and you say the person is not serious, nobody can call the radio Biafra and he doesn't have one or two things to contribute. He just calling and at the end, maybe there is a failure network problem. Then it will be regarded that the person is not serious. No.
My,
so we
my brother,
all,
I want
all
to
stand for correction. Thank you, director. Let me
cut you short there. I want to explain myself. We are at the studio. We know what is going on. I am not making reference to people whose lines were not okay and the line dropped. I am making reference to people who will call Radio Biafra on Skype and they are listening to their voices. We will be waiting for them to say something and they are listening to their voices. So you need to get it clear. You need to get it right. What I am saying and what we are saying here is, if you make a call to Radio Biafra via Skype or phone, speak without wasting time, just like you have done now. If you had been listening to your voice, you wouldn't have been flowing. People call Radio Biafra to know whether it is true that Radio Biafra is in existence. They want to know whether it is live or not. But we are saying that Radio Biafra is live. The whole world can confirm that. If you want to listen to your voice, then listen to the live broadcast before you come on. But once you come online, you have to speak without wasting time. Otherwise, you ridicule the whole process. You make mockery of the whole process. Thank you very much. The caller on Skype, hello. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good evening. My name is Austin.
Austin, welcome to the program.
Yes, I'm calling from Ukraine. I want to thank you for good work you are doing. And I want to thank the editorial board of Radio Biafra London. You guys are.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I wouldn't have called him, but I just called him because of, I wouldn't have called, I called him because of a particular guy who just called and said that he was trying to tell some people who caused during the program that they are not serious, that you should have understood that the communication is not flowing as it's supposed to flow. But everybody is aware what is happening here, that some people will call, they will not even say anything. This is a program that people are listening all over the world. Some people are not just serious. They just go to the internet and they dial Radio Biafra, call Radio Biafra and they say, good evening, director. What do you want to say? Hello, why are you calling for? They will not say anything. What we say to such people? People are just behaving so childishly. You come to the program that people are listening to and we won't say anything. And time is, it is, we only have 2 hours here. And some people will call you without saying anything at all. Say something, you will not be able to the same age. So how should we address such a people? They are simply not serious. We are not here for child's play. So thank you, Mr. Uche, and the carry on.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you very much. They are not serious. You can call Radio Biafra and start listening to your voice. And we have been saying this, if you call Radio Biafra, go straight to the point because the whole world is listening. Thank you very much. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype, hello and welcome to the program.
Hello. I called before. I am calling from Spain. I am not the director. My name is Sam. I'm calling from Spain. My name is Sinamde. I am not the director. I am calling to congratulate you people on the good works you are doing, the good work you are doing, and to ask God to add more power to you, to whatever people are doing. Secondly, I call on behalf of disclosing where our director is. Please, wherever we are going to mount our transmitter or where the director is, if where he is regarding to about our transmitter. Please. I beg you.
Hello.
Under no circumstance should be disclosed to anybody, brother. Please. Thank you very much for taking my call and long live Biafra.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, of course, there is no need and there is no way we can discuss certain things on air, including the transformer. Oh, sorry, the transmitter, as some people would say. There is no way we can discuss certain things on air. So people should have that at the back of their mind. Thank you very much. Thank you. Let us go to Barrister. Barrister, are you there? Barrister, we want you to give us a perspective on what we have been discussing. I know you've been waiting patiently.
Yes, Uchen, before I am here, I've been hearing what you're battling with people who are calling in and dropping. And one IOTA, one Yoruba guy called, want to make sure that, of course, Radio Biafra is existing. It is existing. I just like the call by president just called some few minutes ago. Never disclose where director is and what he's doing. Anybody ask you, is our transmitter here? We have, of course, we don't have our transmitter yet. They should do their best to make their contributions. End of story. We don't need to know where the place will be installed or who is installing it or how the Biafrans we are. It is irrelevant. What we know, those who want to make their contributions should do it right now. Don't wait until you are called and say, hey, make your own contributions. No, we are here for the restoration of Biafra. And that's what all of us are doing. And of course, I shouldn't have told you this. Anybody pick up for this is Radio Biafra, because at the point, I didn't even know where we are. Whoever picks the call, it has to be this is Radio Biafra, so that people will know where we are. Radio Biafra all the time, so that they will know who is broadcasting. That should be every 5-10 minutes. People realize that we are not here for a joke. But apart from that, you're doing an excellent job, and you're doing very well. And how many times will you tell people, please, when you call, turn your radio down or whatever device you're using. Turn it down. You can download what you have said and listen to yourself perfectly. You should not be listening to your voice. Your voice might be good, it might be rubbish, but listen to it after which you finish talking. Because every program we have done on Radio Biafra is stored. It is saved. You can always go back to the program and listen to it as many times as you want to. Please, for the efficiency of what we are doing, whenever you call, tone down the volume of whatever the device you're listening to so that we will understand and hear you properly. Because our callers make good impression. Most of the things we do always come from our callers. You never know the good suggestion you'll make. So we are very pleased to hear from you. We are eager to hear your contributions. We are very, very pleased that whatever contribution you make, we will implement.
But when you finally fit yourself, the time delay and the echo will not allow us to make use of your contributions. Please, take note. But even after talking, you will see somebody who will call and leave their volume up. I don't know how our people will learn. I don't know how our people can adhere to ordinary instructions. When you call, turn down your volume of whatever you're listening or turn it off completely. After which, tomorrow, you can listen to your voice as many times as you wish to. On a serious note, we are talking about the restoration of Biafra, and this is what we are listening to. The people back home in Nazu are not for the goodness of everybody. They are just there for their own pockets. Somebody called about half an hour ago. Most of all these people that you see their faces on this, the list of those who are going to appoint people that sit on this national conference or ethnic conference. Their children, all of them are abroad. When the push comes to shove, they all fly out and then go back to wherever they build up. Most of all these governors, they have houses in London, in America, in Asian countries, Germany, Switzerland, name it. They are not there for us. So anybody who is there sitting down to discuss about national conference is just for their own pocket. Of course, the elites would want the continuity of their own regime. But we have to bust it, and we will bust it very soon. Biafra is coming. Biafra is coming with integrity, with the truth, with honesty, the recognition of those who have been victimized. Everybody will be equal in Biafra land. There will not be anybody who will not go to school. Nobody on the streets, loitering around, because Biafra is started on a good footing before we are destroyed by Lugard, who came to put sheep, dog, ram together. I keep telling people, go to animal channel, watch animal planet. Donkeys cannot mix together with monkeys. Monkeys cannot mix together with the gorillas. Gorillas will not mix up with the baboons. Cheetahs, all cats, don't even see eye to eye. Lion, cheetah. What's the name of the other? Hyena. They are all cats. They don't see eye to eye with one another. Why should Yoruba mix with Igbo? Igbo mix with Hausa. We have different backgrounds, different culture, different customs, different beliefs, different ideologies, different religion, and yet we are matched together. That's why there is killing out there going on. The Boko Haram has been put there by the Maranas, supplying them with ammunition. The Boko Haram are not working. Who is supplying them with ammunition? Buhari is there, Babangida is there. Atiku is there. Who is helping the Igbos? All our people are stupid. They are there milking, eating from the crumbs on the table from the house of Fulani oligarchy. And all of us are suffering. Uchemefo, let people know that the only savior, whatever we have to stop all this killing, every day in the north, our people have been killed. They are going house to house in Borno State, killing and dragging our people. That's not enough. They went for them on the road. 3 days ago, they were headed on the road and took their heads off. Because that is the ritualistic way of the Northerners. They like taking people's heads. I keep telling everybody, a house man will come and tell you, we are worshiping the same God. That is not true. They are worshiping Allah. Allah that love blood. We are worshiping God as Christians. It's not the same. Thank you, Chimufo.
Thank you, Barrister, once again. You know what? You know, those whom the God want to destroy, he first make them mad. Nigeria is dancing the remarkable dance to destruction. All these things are playing to the gallery. There is no surrender. There is no retreat. It is Biafra all the way. We are not hesitating. We are not prevaricating. It is destination Biafra. Because Nigeria is under course. What is happening to Nigeria today and Nigerians? What is happening to Nigeria and Nigerians today is nemesis. For Nigeria has shed so much blood. the blood of a people, the blood of the innocent citizens of Biafra. Nigeria is together today because of the blood of innocent Biafrans shed. Nigeria is how it is today because the Biafrans have been subjugated to untold hardship, because Biafrans have been enslaved, because Biafran blood has been used to hold Nigeria together. But he who shed blood must pay for it. It is payback time. The blood of innocent Biafrans, the souls of innocent Biafrans wasted, are crying for vengeance. And I will repeat and will continue to defend this position, that what Nigeria is saying today is nemesis, and Nigeria will never know peace. Nigeria will never be won again. Nigeria will continue to experience crisis, calamities upon calamities, until it collapses and dismembers. The souls of innocent Biafrans wasted, their blood shed on the streets like animals, will continue to hunt, torment and harm Nigeria until Nigeria collapses and dismembers. And of course, the byproduct is the eventual restoration of Biafra, God's own country on earth, with God's own people, the most precious people on earth. Stand up and be counted wherever you are. Biafrans, wherever you are, stand up and be counted, so that in the years to come, we should look back together and say, we were all there when it started. Let us go to Skype and take this call. Hello, the caller on Skype. Thank you for waiting. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello, the caller on Skype. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Yes, loud and clear. Go ahead and make your contribution, please. Yeah, your voice is so faint. Your voice is very faint. Good evening. Your voice is so faint. Your voice is so faint. Can you call us back, please? Call us back, please. Hello, the caller on Skype. Can you give us your name and where you're calling from? Hello, the caller on Skype. Can you give us your name and where you're calling from, please? They are not there. They are not there. I think we are having a slight problem with this line. Hello, can you hear us? The caller on Skype, can you speak up, please? Can you call us back, please? Can you call us back? Can you call us back? Barrister, are you on the line? Barrister, are you still with me?
Uchemefor, as I said, always, I'm here.
Yes, but I was waiting for you. I don't know whether you had
started. No, you want to tell me to talk, I will talk. Remember, you are the one doing the show. Just call me and I'll answer you. Tell me what you want me to say, Uchemefor, and of course I will move on.
Yes, we were talking about the need for Biafrans to come together, which is what Radio Biafra is doing, which is what Radio Biafra has been doing, that we should ignore whatever is happening in Nigeria, because Nigeria is built for destruction. Because I have said, and I'll continue to say, that what is happening to Nigeria is not just spiritual. It is more of spiritual than physical. And as we all know, the spiritual controls the physical. There is no remedy for Nigeria. Whatever they want to do, let them continue to do. But what the Biafrans should do this time around is to just jettison whatever baggage they are carrying on their back and unite around this cause. A cause ordained by God, a cause that is meant to succeed, that will lead to eventual restoration of Biafra. That is what we are saying.
Uchemefor, you and I know that we've gone a very long way, and we have reached quite a lot of Biafrans everywhere. You can see the amount of progress we've made. We've made a lot of inroads, if you can count back where we started. You can see what we have generated in terms of multitude. The number of Biafrans coming from different countries, Russia, Asia, name it, Netherlands, Scandinavian, India, even in Africa. We have made quite a lot of inroads, Uche, and you have to realize also that all we are doing is generating magnanimous efforts. People are responding to all we are saying, and we are marching on. Here in Radio Biafra, which before, we don't leave any stone unturned. We recognize everybody. Even those who are not even the friend of Biafra, it's up to them whenever they call. Some of them decide not to talk. We recognize, we value everybody that calls in onto Radio Biafra. Because as I said earlier, their contribution could help. Because we're here to listen to people. That is why we don't screen our callers. Anybody that calls, just tell us your name and where you're coming from. That's all we need. It's not registered anywhere. You are not screened, just to make sure that you are one of the callers who are making his or her own contributions. So, Uchemefor, what we are doing here is to make sure that we have people behind us. And, of course, our people are making those marks in joining us, whatever we're doing here on Radio Biafra. And we are not looking back, we're looking forward. Because, of course, the restoration of Biafra is paramount. And that is what all of us are here for. Making sure that the Zoo can no longer victimize, kill us, steal, siphon our own economy from Biafran land. The houses are saying they are not afraid. I said yesterday, when somebody tells you they are not afraid of something, look deep down, indeed they are afraid. They're not just saying it for saying sake. But why should they be afraid? Babangida was there for how long? What did he do for us? Nothing. Tell me, Buhari was there. What did they do for us? Nothing. Even our own people, when they go there, they become part of the same regime. It's a shame when you say you are an Igbo man, and then you look at those who say they are Igbo, who have been there with the elite. They haven't done anything for their people. Look at your own personal question, which is before. Who is the governor of Anambra building massive shopping mall in Abuja? And some of my own governors building their own in South Africa. Why can't we invest it in the own land? The answer is because there's no electricity. But it's okay for them to go for it, because they are not human beings. Who made all these things? Human beings put electricity in South Africa. Everywhere, they made it possible. When our people are sick, they come to India, they come to Africa, Germany, they go to America, they go to the UK. Why can't they build one in their own country? I started this example 3 days ago. Mandela is still in his own country. He was an ex-president.
He could have been flown to America, Britain, or Germany. But he's still in South Africa. The man is still alive. If this Mandela was flown to America, maybe by now he would have died. Because our people believe too much in foreign things. You have your own natural native milk. But the one that came abroad is what our people rush. We are so brainwashed, so fake, we don't even believe in ourselves. But the Biafrans, they know how to manufacture. They know how to do things. The amount of our people who've got the technical experts are very many in everywhere, in every country, even but in Europe, outside.
Yes, indeed, barrister. Yes, indeed. You have said it all. You have said it all.
Our people are experts. I'll give you an example of my own immediate brother, engineer Evans Ebezu. He's an electrical electronics engineer. He can bring the phone, pocket it, and it will generate electricity. Well, he's here because the zoo cannot accept him. The zoo do not recognize what Biafrans do. There was a guy about 4 months ago, a Biafran, who manufactured a car, a driven car, but cannot be supported. Why? Because we are the zoo. Which is before, the earlier we go back to our land, the better. The Northerners have no good hope for us. Like us, the Yorubas play politics in everything. They are not our friends. I'm not saying you should not have friends with the Yorubas. They are, have the open friends, but when it comes to politics, they are not there. They supported Ojukwu. When Ojukwu freed or passed for a person, I wonder who was changed. Ojukwu freed this guy and said, go to your country and declare Otuduwa. Abafemi Awolowo came out from jail. Instead of supporting Ojukwu who freed him, he turned around and stabbed this guy at the back. Ekete Brutal. We don't have no pact with any other people. However, Yoruba, the Afrikaans are good. Look, the Englishman will say to you, once nice, twice beaten. Once nice, twice beaten. That is, a fool at 40 is a fool forever. If something happens to you for the first time, next time you become wise.
Yes, indeed, barrister. Very intelligent.
Thank you. Let me rest my case. Carry on.
Very intelligent contribution. Thank you. Thank you very much. All we need is to get a transmitter, to get a sustainable media outfit that will be telling the Biafran story the Biafran way, and not for us to be paying the Yorubas who are controlling the media or any other ethnic nationality to tell our stories for us. That is why the Biafran consciousness have been dealt a devastating blow over the past few years and decades. And we are saying that our people must recognize whom they are. They must be able to come together and declare their Biafranness individually and collectively. And the key to this is the media. The key to connecting our people, just like we are doing today, just like what Radio Biafra is doing, is the media. And for us to be stronger, for us to be unstoppable, we need a transmitter. For those who are calling us asking whether the transmitter has been purchased or things like that, the transmitter has not been purchased. We still need a few thousands. The last time the director elaborated on this, you were told that we needed extra 7,000 or thereabout. Somebody made a contribution. I don't know how much it is at the moment, because in Radio Biafra, we apply transparency and accountability. I am not in charge of that. There are a dedicated team of Biafrans who are in charge of that financing. And for me to say anything, I need to get clarifications from them. And of course, it is not everything that we discuss on air. Ask not what Biafra can do for you, ask what you can do for Biafra. anybody asking about transformer, or as they used to call it. Some people call it transformer, but we know that it is transmitter. Anybody talking about the transmitter, we are mobilizing our people to contribute to us. Should ask himself, how much have I contributed? There are some people who are also mischievous. They want to know whether this thing we are doing is real or not. But we are telling you that we are real, because we started from a very humble beginning. Radio Biafra did not just fall down from heaven. It was started by a people under serious personal and collective sacrifice. And we are always saying to God be the glory. We are moving forward. We are moving forward. Make your own contribution. Leave your own trail and be counted. Let us go to Skype and see if we can take this call. The caller on Skype, hello. The caller on Skype, can you give us your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello, the caller on Skype, can you give us your name and where you're calling from, please? Could you please hold on? I think we're having problem with the Skype. Could you please hold on? Or call us back. Call us back. Let us try to rectify this issue. Thank you very much. As we were saying, the transmitter we are talking about cannot just fall from heaven. It has to be bought by people. And we thank all Biafrans from around the world who have contributed immensely towards the purchase of this transformer. That you are true Biafrans, and that when the transformer is eventually installed, the world will know that we have arrived. Let us see if the Skype line is okay now. Hello, the caller on Skype, can you give us your name and where you're calling from? Hello? The caller on Skype. Hello? Yes, I think we're having problem with the Skype. Can you please call us back or you hold on? I need to rectify what the issue is, please. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, it appears we are having problem with this Skype line now. But just like the Biafrans we are not relenting. We will see what happens. We will see what will happen. We will continue to do whatever we are doing. Let us see if we can get our head round it. Hello, the caller on Skype. Can you give us your name and where you're calling from? Hello, the caller on Skype. Can you give us your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, can you hear me better now?
Yes, go ahead. The world is listening.
Yes, my name is Stanley Ihisulo. I'm calling from the Ukraine.
Thank you very much and welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you so very much. The problem we keep having in Nigeria is that, you know, we have a lot of cultures, a lot of languages, and there is no how you have in a country where they speak 4, 5, 6 languages and you expect them to love themselves. In Ukraine here, they speak one language and everybody understands. They speak Russian you know, because they're being colonized by the Russians. You know, if you go to a state, you speak the same language. You don't wait for someone
Brother, so you are saying that Nigeria is Tower of Babel. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have about 240 something languages, and that is the problem. There is no way we can be together. You know, I have a lot of Yoruba friends, just that I don't have Hausa friends. I've been with them. I was born and brought up there. I know what they are capable of doing. You know, there is no way we can go on with this. It is not possible. They have their culture, we have ours. And just to buttress the point, a caller called that moment ago. I've forgotten the point he was trying to make. But what I'm trying to say is that the Biafrans should be watchful and be very careful wherever they are, because we try to open up our minds to people irrespective of the fact that they are not our people. We try to show them love, we try to share our feelings with them, but they go behind us and do something else. You cannot do business with them. It is not possible. So what I'm trying to say is that we should try as much as possible to keep the work going. We should not relent effort. I congratulate the work you are doing, and I congratulate the work the director is doing, and I pray that God will strengthen the Africans wherever they are all around the world, and I know with God, we are going to get Biafra. Thank you very much, and God bless.
Thank you very much, my brother. I want to stress, without mincing words, that Radio Biafra cannot fall. That the media outfit, which is the mouthpiece of Biafrans, cannot fall. Anybody thinking of that is hallucinating. That's a promise. Because this radio station, this media project has been ordained by God. And he who is with God is with majority. If everything crumbles, if everybody goes, I pledge, and I'm serious about it, I will be doing Radio Biafra with my children. So anybody thinking about Radio Biafra falling or collapsing does not know what he's doing, because we are moving forward. There is no prevarication on the issue of Biafra restoration. Radio Biafra will continue to broadcast whether the Nigerian government wants it or not, whether the enemies of Biafra want it or not, whether the whole world connives against Radio Biafra. The march is relentless. There is no retreat, there is no surrender. So they had better think or talk twice, because we are moving. It is either you are in or you are out. That is a promise. That is the Biafran spirit. Join the train, make your mark. Leave a trail. Together we will restore Biafra. Let us go to the Skype and take this call. Hello, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, good evening. My name is Kenny Chiku. I'm calling from Ireland.
Yeah, welcome to the program. And you are on to the whole world.
Yeah, my question is this. If it happens that Biafra succeeds, and hopefully it will succeed, what about these leaders, the Biafran leaders that have been working with the Nigerian leaders? Wouldn't there be a problem to the Biafran nation when it's established? And another thing is this. Are they not going to cause trouble because all their life they've lived with corrupt leaders in Nigeria? And another thing is who is going to lead the Biafrans when we succeed? How is it going to be done? You know, all these are questions that need to be answered, you know. Thanks very much. That's my contribution.
Thank you very much. I want to start by asking you a question, because sometimes it is better to ask or to answer a question with a question. I want to ask you to look at South Sudan. Can you tell me how they elected their leaders? I want you to look at East Timor and tell me how they elected
their leaders. But I don't know much about.
So you are talking about a country. A country that is going to be restored. There was a country, and that was Biafra. Biafra was in existence. Biafra was existing, and Biafra is going to be restored. There is no going back on that. Already, there is customary governance in Biafra at the moment. The government is still at its early stage. Bilie Human Rights Initiative, in conjunction with Radio Biafra, have taken Nigerian government to court. And the Nigerian government, whether they like it or not, have recognized that the indigenous people of Biafra have elders and they have their council. They have their customary governance and government. And that government is going to grow from strength to strength. From there, there will be credible Biafrans who will be coming up to lead. We are not afraid of anybody. We are not afraid of any saboteur. And like I said before, it is either you are in or you are out. The corrupt Nigerian politicians, we either go on exile or they will submit to the authority of Biafran government and play by the rules. In Biafra, we are going to play by the rules. There's going to be constitution. There's going to be law and order. There is going to be institutions built and strengthened based on philosophy and ideology of a people, not of an individual. The institutions of Biafra is going to be built not around an individual, but around the principle, around ideology, supported by the law. In Biafra, we do not recognize individuals. We recognize institutions, and we recognize elected officials who are elected under that platform. That is the problem with Nigeria. In Nigeria, we don't have strong institutions. In Nigeria, you have individuals, individual politicians and their cronies and their gangs. That is why when each government comes in Nigeria and goes, the policies they implemented will be washed away by another government that is succeeding them. That is why you don't have consistency in governance. But look at the United States of America, look at Britain, which are examples of established democracies. They have strong institutions, the judiciary is strengthened. The federal legislature, the House of Rep, and the Senate are all independent but are working together. The executive have considerable separation of powers. They have clear distinction on what they are doing. They have a foundation upon which they are working.
Yeah.
They work according to the institutions established by the United States government and British government. If anybody errs, the law will take its course. If the present president of the United States of America, Obama, errs today, he will be impeached and be brought to justice.
Exactly, yeah.
That is the kind of institution Biafra is going to build. That is the reason why Radio Biafra is on air. If you have time, go and read the mission statement of Radio Biafra. That is why we are standing up against corrupt individuals and criminals in our society. That is why in Biafra, if your father is doing a wrong thing, you must have courage and stand against him. But if he does good things, you praise him. That is why in Biafra there is going to be meritocracy. If you do something, if you are qualified for a position, if you deserve something, it will be given to you. If you work hard for it, you will get it. We are not going to practice mediocrity. We are not going to allow mediocrity in Biafra. I myself, as long as I live, I am ready to challenge anybody that is going to going down the track of betraying the interests of Biafrans. There are so many people that are ready to do that. That is why the corrupt politicians in Nigeria, from Igbo extraction and from other sides of Biafra, are fighting tooth and nail to make sure that Biafra is not restored, so that they will continue to have field day. If we can challenge these people today and they are taking cover, what will happen when Biafra is restored? So it is either they abide by the law governing the Republic of Biafra, or they face the music, or better still, they'll be banished from Biafra land. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for answering the call.
Thank you. Yes, we are still continuing with this program, but very soon we may be bringing the program to an end. If you are listening, this is live broadcast of Radio Biafra for the 3rd October 2013. We are saying that Biafra is going to come. That Biafra we are fighting for is not Biafra of Facebook. It is not Biafra of internet. It is Biafra that will be realized in truth and honesty. It is Biafra of practicality. That is why you have Radio Biafra traveling, crisscrossing the ends of the earth, uniting Biafrans wherever they are. Let us take this call. Hello, the caller on Skype, give us your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast.
Good evening, the moderator Uche.
Thank you very much. Welcome to
the program. We're calling from Italy.
You're welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you. I am very happy for your analysis you have given about the mission of the Radio Biafra and the what the Radio Biafra want to achieve in bringing Biafra to existence. Honestly, I'm very happy, and today I met the meeting we had yesterday with our coordinator Mike Iruana and our executive here in Italy. So we got a friend, a memo from Caro Monde to Michael, that there's some Italians that are interested in this movement.
So today we scheduled an appointment to meet that Italian.
Sorry, do you mean Italians? I hope. Do you mean Biafrans in Italy or the Mafians in Italy?
Biafrans in Italy had a meeting. No, Biafrans in Italy had a meeting yesterday, and there were Italians, indigenous, that are interested in our struggles.
That is great.
As students.
That is great.
Yeah, that is a student. That is his name is Giancomo Grissom. So we met him today, and a student of political science, University of Padova, and a woman rights activist. So he was saying that he had been following the Radio Biafra and trying to make a research on a project on Biafra. So we met with him this evening, he declared his interest in support the struggle of Biafra. And they have seen how the Biafrans have been massacred, humiliated, and killed from 1967 war to today. Biafrans have been killed and their blood is spilled every day. He said that it's uncalled for, that he's going to mobilize some and women activists to join the struggle. And we schedule a meeting to meet with them again and other Italians coming next week. However, for us to make sure that this union and fortify here in Italy, we need to make sure that the government is aware of our existence.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Hello. Yes, I would suggest you call us back. I would suggest you call us back. Yes, what you're doing in Italy is marvelous. It is very well accepted. You will need to contact Radio Biafra later. Send us email at contact@radiobiafralondon.com. Or contact Carol Monday, and also try to contact the director of Radio Biafra. You have his Facebook ID. You can send him a message there. And of course, whatever mission that is going to be embarked by Biafra with any government or any group, and in fact, at official level, will be authorized by the Council of Elders of Indigenous People of Biafra, which is the customary government. But in terms of coordinating and bringing Biafrans together, Radio Biafra is just doing a preliminary work on that. So if there is any confidential details, we suggest you don't come on air and air it. Please send a private message for us to discuss it further. We thank the Italians who are taking interest in Biafra. We remain grateful to them. Biafra is real. There was a country, and there is going to be a country restored again. And in that country, there will be Biafrans, because there are Biafrans already, and the world is taking notice. And that is what Radio Biafra is doing now, to unite all indigenous people of Biafra, wherever they are in the world. Wherever you are a Biafran in that country. That is what we are doing. That the world may take notice that we are still alive. And together we will restore Biafra. For God has ordained Biafra. And Biafra is God's own choosing country with its own people. You must stand up and defend your Biafranness. If you don't defend Biafra, if you're afraid of Biafra, Biafra will be afraid of you. Look at what is happening to Nigeria today. Look at what is happening to Nigerians all over the world. Nigeria is being humiliated, both officially and otherwise. Nigerians are being messed up wherever they are. Because in the first place, the world knows that Nigeria is a fraud. Nigeria was built on fragile, fraudulent foundation. And what do you expect? That foundation is going to collapse. And it is already collapsing. That the owners of Nigeria are fighting against themselves. The heat is on. And Biafrans are going to have their freedom. Let us go to Skype and take this call. Hello, the caller on Skype. Can you give us your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello, the caller on Skype. Can you give us your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Chukwudi Wike. I'm calling from Sweden. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Hello? Okay. I just want to say anything on the about the conference they want to hold in Nigeria. Just long ago, I called on this program, and when was the raised this issue of national conference, I saw it coming that finally they will get to this place. I raised an alarm that said that we, the government, should write a letter to that stupid man to address him that he should back off from this national conference, that we're not interested in anything about the national conference. We're only interested in getting our free state of Biafra. I said that if our elders council can address a letter to him for him to know that we're not support of anything from that, let them Biafra free state. But I don't know if they're able to do it during that time. And now they have gotten to the same that point that I mentioned that they must hold this conference now. And I heard that Ohanaeze Ndigbo is making plan to go there again. I think since we have a government that exists under Nigerian law, which is the Council of Elders, which I know that they're more higher than Ohanaeze Ndigbo. Ohanaeze Ndigbo just is a group of people. I think this Council of Elders should write a letter to Ohanaeze Ndigbo, the chairman of the Ohanaeze Ndigbo, and other groups, Kenga and other ones that are saying that it's really Ndigbo, to write them and tell them that this desist from this conference, that we are not interested in any conference, that what we are interested on is to get our freedom from Nigeria, because I don't want to hear next year I will hear that the Ohanaeze Ndigbo, Kenga Ndigbo have gone and signed another agreement with Nigeria that we're going to stay more 20 years or more than 10 years in Nigeria again. That's what I want to I want to say it out now, because I'm a little bit angry on this thing. For example, if they write a letter to this man that day, we keep the copy. By this time around now, if he ceases to go, we find where his children is living here in abroad, because I know that the children live in Nigeria. When we kill one, we tell him this is a starting. If he doesn't drop out, we kill all his children. Look at him, he's about 18 years. What do you have to offer? Nothing, he doesn't have anything to offer. He has about 10 or 15 years to die. Why must he go and destroy the future of other people that are growing up? You understand what I'm saying? So our Council of Elders should walk now and address this letter. Since they have their office in Nigeria, they should write this letter to this man and Ohanaeze Chimwana and Kenga and all these groups that's coming out now to take away from Nigeria and sell us again. You understand what I'm saying? All their children is here in abroad. Bring it here. Killing somebody abroad is cost more, it costs less. And you stay in a good prison if you kill their children here in Europe. Just get addresses where their children study here in Europe, because I know none of the children is living in Nigeria. Even that stupid man that called Mwadwezi, I heard that he's in abroad, that he has to go home on the 11th of November. So if you see him in Europe, we should find him and track him down here and say him he will not go anywhere. He doesn't have any police here that guide him here in abroad. I don't know whether he's in Europe or in the U.S., but anywhere in the view, we have people in the U.S., we have people in Europe too. So we have to do something, not only talking here. If he's here in Sweden, let us find where he lives in Sweden. We go and meet him there. Sweden is a democratic country. You understand? They have freedom of speech.
Yes, I understand. I understand what you're saying.
In London.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. We are putting a lot of things together. We are preparing the minds of our people. We are arousing the consciousness of our people, because before this time, Nigeria and Nigerians dealt a devastating blow on the consciousness of Biafran people, on the consciousness of Biafra itself, that people may lose hope, that people may begin to doubt their ability to achieve anything as Biafrans. Hang on, I'm coming. Yeah. I want to answer your question.
Okay.
Now that Radio Biafra is on air, the mission is to educate, to enlighten, and to inform our people, to let them know that they have a right to take a decision as a people, that they have a right to stand against any saboteur in their midst, that they have a right to defend what is theirs, never to negotiate away the heart, the nucleus of what holds us together, which is Biafra. Professor Ben Nwabeze and his group have been beneficiaries of various governments in Nigeria. And when you see saboteurs, when you see traitors, you know them. Professor Ben Nwabeze has been speaking about the National Conference, speaking out that it is something worth participating in. But you begin to ask yourself questions. How many times have Professor Ben Nwabeze stood up and spoke out against the killings of our people in northern part of Nigeria? How many times has Senator Pius Anyim stood up to speak against the killing of our people and to defend our interest? None of them has been able to do that. How many times has the governors, the House of Rep members, stood up or unite as a force to defend our people? None of them has been able to do that. And so the ordinary people are wallowing in fear and frustration. But Radio Biafra is here. Worse still, the Nigerian government made it very impossible for any credible media outfit to spring up to defend our collective interest. And this absence of the media has helped in no small measure in inflicting injury, serious injury, on the consciousness of our people to agitate, to stand, to defend their identity, and to challenge any aggression against them as a people. Radio Biafra is here to make a difference. And already we are making remarkable difference in the lives of our people. You are calling from where you are calling this evening, and you are connecting to other Biafrans living in different parts of the world. That is an achievement. But the job is not yet done. Because until we arouse the consciousness of our people and move our people into action, into recognizing the fact that they have enormous power to change things, and that God is with us. And until we move in physical times to demand the restoration of Biafra, we will still continue to be talking without action. Whether Ohanaeze Ndigbo is informed about not participating in national conference, or whether they are informed, we are not interested, because Biafra and what Biafra stands for is well over and above the national conference. The cause we are fighting for is for total emancipation of our people and outright independence. Not anything in the middle. There is no middle ground for us. It is outright independence of Biafra and emancipation of Biafran people, that the world may know that there was a country, and that country has had a people, and the people are still existing. These people are Biafrans, the people of God on earth. The people that have been subjugated have been subjected to untold hardship, to the extent of threatening their very essence of existence. But we are still moving today, from strength to strength. All we need is to come together, to unite around the truth, and to defend the truth, that Biafra may be restored. Thank you very much. And we urge you to continue to speak out for Biafra and to continue to defend Biafra. We understand that there are a number of callers who want to contribute to this program. We urge you to call back. There are so many callers who have been calling. Hello, the caller on Skype. Can you give us your name and where you're calling from, please? The caller on Skype. Yes, go ahead and give us your name.
Yes,
Hello. We lost him. Please, can you call back? Your line is not okay. Call us back, please. Call us back. Let us see if we will get to our sister who has tried to call us before. Our sister Rita Niborg was calling. We want you to call back, please, wherever you are. If you're still awake, call us back. The caller on Skype, hello. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, I'm calling from Biafra, inside. My name is Kinsler. In regard of the national conference, if the Eze or Husa ever been called is going, I think from my own point of view, if we go there to negotiate, that Nigeria and Biafra must be united and become one. I think that is where the battle line have to start draw. Because I supported a young man who was able to know when the sun has to fly out from the country and every other thing. Something must happen before the war take place. So if the war take place between the starting from the king himself, I think that would be better, so that the people will now understand that Biafra really want to go. They need their freedom.
They don't need anybody to catch them anymore, because if they can kill their king's son or whosoever, that means the battle line have been drawn. No two ways about it. So this is a very big notice to the king or whosoever being called, because respect, they says, is for those who deserve it. So this is the respect we have to give him, for him to have the notice. So I supported the young man. So let the king know, if he's going for the national conference, that the Biafra himself is waiting for his feedback. Anything he says over there will be affecting him. Any agreement he made over will be affecting him. So if he's going there for our own favor, let him go. If it is not going there for our own favor, let him be here and declare. That is my own contribution.
Thank you very much. My brother, we need to clarify something here. Biafrans are not participating in any national or sovereign national conference organized by Nigeria. Biafrans are all out for restoration of Biafra. There is no going back. Why we are discussing this on air is that the Nigerian government is using our people to divide us. They are deceiving our people, and the unscrupulous members of our society, who also, incidentally, are very close to Nigerian government, and who are lining their pockets, are also out there. They are the people being used to derail our collective quest to restore Biafra. And we are using this opportunity to tell our brothers and sisters and every Biafran and all lovers of freedom and justice, wherever you are on this planet Earth, to be awake, because Biafrans have nothing to do with Sovereign National Conference. Anybody coming to you to support that initiative is on his own. Biafrans are going to come together very soon, as Radio Biafra is putting in effort to unite everybody, wherever you are in the world, that we may come together and move together, that Biafra may be restored. Thank you very much. Our sister Rita Niborg is on the line. Can you give us your perspective on what we are discussing, please?
Yes, Brauche Mefo, I sincerely want to appreciate you. The way you have been going about it, God will bless you.
Thank you very much, and bless you too.
All right, sir. Based on the discussion on the conference that Jonathan is calling, of course, you know, I've said it before. If our people don't act fast, these so-called fathers elders that we have in Igbo land, who have been able to soil their hands, shall you understand? They partook in the governance of Nigeria. They are not representing us. I wonder what Nwabeze will say concerning Biafrans. Nwabeze will still sell us out. None of them can protect the interest of the Biafrans. And I want to state it here. We are not interested in any referendum. We are not interested in any conference. We are not interested in any meeting that will bring us together with Nigeria. What we want is Biafra. It is either we get Biafra or there is no Nigeria again. We cannot sit down at the round table to discuss our issues again with Nigerians. We are tired. Let them leave us alone. Today, I read in the newspaper that the Northern elders said that they are not afraid of the breakup, imminent breakup of Nigeria. So what are we talking about? If they are not afraid, let them go their way. Let your visitors go their way and allow the Biafrans to go. Enough is enough. We are no longer interested. I mean, even a slave, you can remain a slave for 10 years, but when it comes to your mind, to your consciousness that you no longer want to be a slave, what will you do? You start seeking for your freedom. And that is the point where we find ourselves today. We want to go. We want to go. Nigeria is a terrible place. No good news ever come out of Nigeria. Every day what we hear is either there is a plane crash or there is a bomb. Or I mean, we are tired. This will show the whole world that God is annoyed with Nigeria. The Almighty God is at war with Nigeria. And we cannot die with them. We cannot go down the grave with Nigeria. Let them allow us to go. Let them allow us to go peacefully. And if they don't want us to go peacefully, whatever they see, they take. Like we have been saying, it is forward ever, backward never. No surrender, no retreat. We don't want any sovereign conference. We don't want nothing. What we want is Biafra. And God will give us Biafra. Thank you, my brother.
Amen and amen. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I cannot say anything more. You have said it all. Thank you very much. And God bless you. We recognize all your efforts, your steadfastness and resilience in making sure that Biafra is restored. God bless you and bless your family. The call on Skype.
God bless you.
Can you give us your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, my name is Original Oza Marco Para. I'm calling from the United States.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I've listened so quietly, and I heard you guys talk about the Sovereign National Conference, which the Nigerian government has invited Mwabwede. I think it'll be really good. A lot of us have spoken very well. Oga Demaka. Mwabwede, if possible, we should probably his address or, you know, any phone number to get to him so that we can sound the message very clear now to him. Speaking on the radio station might not, I don't know how, if at all he does listen to the radio station, but it would be really good if we or anybody who knows where he lives or his relatives, so that we can sound that message very, very clear to him that if he is going there, he's just going there for his families alone and not for the entire Ibam their friends.
Yes, you have a point.
I think that's just what I want to say.
Thank you very much.
And I mean,
he's taken on board. He's taken on board. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, our people are coming out. Our people are making invaluable contribution. They call on Skype. Can you give us your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello.
Hello, can you give us your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, my name is Araju. I'm calling from Liverpool.
Liverpool, United Kingdom.
United. Yes.
You're welcome to the live broadcast of Radio Biafra here in London.
Yeah, I've been want to commend you and your team for the excellent job you're doing. We are getting there. We
yes,
are getting there.
Thank you
There's one notion I want to correct. I want to say that because either by Mr. Mezu or Egemba has said it in some months ago. He said something about committees there are setting in Nigeria, and all the committees are being set to distract or to manipulate what they are doing. Mwabeze has not been invited for any national.
Hello. Hello. Can you call us back, please? Can you call us back? Yes, the National Conference or Sovereign Nation Conference is talking about, of course, is still at its early stages. It is only a committee which has been constituted. And incidentally, Professor Ben Wabeze is a member of that committee. So what we are saying here is that our people should not be deceived. Whatever happens, the destination is Biafra. We are saying it because our job is to disseminate this information, to make sure that our people are enlightened, that they are enlightened appropriately, and eventually educated and made aware of whatever event or programs or policies that the Nigerian government is operating and which is affecting our lives in a more adverse manner. It is our job to unite our people, to tell our people the truth and nothing but the truth. That is why we are here on earth. And eventually, by God's grace, because there was a country called Biafra, that country must be restored. That is what we are here to do. And that is what we owe Biafrans and the entire humanity. Let us go to Skype again and see if we can take this call. The caller on Skype, hello.
Yeah, Mazi.
Yes, give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Mazi Chemefo, good morning from Malaysia. I'm UK Darius calling from Malaysia. How are you, sir?
I'm okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to the program.
I've called before. It seems the network is very bad. I thank God I can be able to speak with you now.
Yes, go ahead. The world is listening.
Okay, I wanted to say something before concerning our restoration of Biafra. A friend of mine told me today that a young boy told him in Malaysia here that his father called him from Yoruba land, and the boy said his father informed him that the Biafrans are going, that the news is everywhere, that Nigeria is likely to be shaken by now. Everybody's been panicking that the Biafrans are going. So the young man went ahead, you know, Yorubas and their nature, and said that Igbos are going, they don't have anything. And God so kind, my friend, I've been impacting him about how to stand and defend our Biafra at all time, because those people, they only talk a hearsay stories and histories. They don't know anything about Nigeria and Igbos per se. My friend loaded him very well. He first of all told him that almost the 5 states in Nigeria had oil. Not only that, we had other mineral resources, and we're industrious people. What next does he want us to have? So that is that. Let me add something to that of National Confab and the selection of Wabweze. I've said it here time without number that since the war ended, Igbos have not been allowed to choose their leaders. Either we have been imposed by people and said that they are our leaders, or people have been used and manipulated by the House of Fulanis due to the veto power they have and the power of incumbency. And they have been doing that and been succeeding. So by now, I am glad our people are waking up. So what belongs to us, and God is on our side. It will be nice for us to send a message, just like other callers have said, let one person know now, whosoever that is going with him, or those that have been invited or selected by the Nigerian government, and Goodluck Jonathan, for them to know that we are not interested, one, and they if they want to go there on their own, we should not allow anybody to just stand up and say that he's going to represent Igbos, and we keep quiet. Thank God for Radio Biafra and those of you that have been working assiduously to make sure that the Radio Biafra stand. And by the special grace of God, united millions of Biafrans littered all over the world. You see, your program and the Radio Biafra is heard all over the world. You receive calls from almost the ends of the world. So, let nobody stand up now and say he's going to speak on or represent Igbos and Biafrans without our knowledge and our consent. Anybody that stand up to do that, in fact, we should start by giving some threats to the person. It's no longer a business per se. Okay?
Yes.
I think that's all I have to say for now.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for that insightful contribution. We appreciate it. Remain steadfast.
Right,
continue to contribute your quota towards the restoration of Biafra. Together, we will get there. Thank you very much. The caller on Skype, can you give us your name and where you're calling from? You're welcome to Radio Biafra Live Broadcast from London.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from Malaysia.
Okay, the whole world will know who we are talking with. What is your name, please?
My name is Dick Victor Chibeze. I'm from Abia State.
You're welcome to the program.
Yes. I want to speak on this national conference or whatever they call it. I want to say that it's time for all Igbos to communicate with the, for us to write with the, to the Ohanaeze and Professor Nwabeze or whoever is the delegate there. Delegated for the national conference to tell them our stand as Igbos. That we don't want any rubbish again with Nigeria. That we want independent state of Biafra. That the migration was forced on our people. That Igbo practice what we call Ohanaeze. That everybody speak his mind. A majority decision is being taken. That Nwabeze is old. Tomorrow he may go and die. And we, the young ones, want Biafra. We
yes,
want Biafra. We don't want anything with Nigeria. Nwabeze is old. He's not to take our future for us. We want Biafra. And Biafra will stand. No negotiation about Biafra. We all want to go. No negotiation. Nwabeze should not take decision for most of Biafrans. Our representatives in Abuja should not take any decision for all Biafrans because every Biafrans is having the agitation to go. And we want to go. Our governors, we vote of no confidence on any of politicians from Igbo land. We are voting vote of no confidence on them. All of them vote of no confidence. We, the Igbos, want to go. There is no development. There is students are not going to school. Hospitals is not working. No good road. No pipe warm water. Whatever you may think about in Igbo land, we cannot see it. What else are we that dead land? That place is a dead land. We don't need it anymore. We want our light. We want to move on with the light. We don't want such thing again. So what I'm advising is that we have to write to all these people involved, instruct them that we don't want that. This is the masses' opinion. This is a great opportunity because God has been waiting for people have been waiting for this date, and God has made it possible. Because some people were saying that Obasanjo said he may be the last successful president. That is what God has already planned. Good luck is the one to witness the 100 years amalgamation of Nigeria. So this is the right time Nigeria have expired. So everybody, even the West, the North, and the Easterners know that this is the right time, that Nigeria must surely disintegrate, because Nigeria is not one. Even Britain themselves know that Nigeria is not one. The whole world knows Nigeria is not one. There is nobody you have asked, are you from where? He will say, I'm a Nigerian. All of us will say, I'm an Igbo man. This one will say, before you ask the person, which country do you come from? So we should know that. This one will say Yoruba or thereabout. So there is no negotiation about it. What we are saying is all these people have to be communicated and tell them to leave Biafra alone. So all of us want to go, and we wish that this issue will be communicated to them before the national conference or before they are sworn in the useless committee. We don't care about it. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Well said. Well said. We have run up to 3 hours of this program, and it has been wonderful, especially from the contributors to this program. We have come, we have seen, it is time to go. We ask God, Chukwuabiamah, who instituted Biafra, who created Biafra in the first place, who made us to believe and to see that there was a country. We ask that God, who has also set us on this mission, to renew us, to continue to revive us, and to restore us, and eventually institute Biafra. And it is at this juncture that I must say good night and God bless you all. Once again, my name is Uche Mefo. Good night.
We shall.